This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
From our standpoint, we don't have a business right now, and that's a major problem. So we need action, and without the action, we're just a dead business.
Welcome back to The Week in Philly, and some sad news this week is one of Philadelphia's best restaurants has shut down indefinitely. KYW's Vic Ragyapathy joins us now. He covered this week, and Vic, first of all, tell us about Sankey Peking Duck House. It is a true staple in Chinatown, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right, Matt. You know, it's been in Chinatown since 1980. That's 44 years it's been in the community. It's family owned. I spoke to the executive director of the Philadelphia Chinatown Development Corporation this week, and he praised it. You know, exemplary business, one that shows how sustainable Chinatowns across the country could and should be.
It really, this place is in the hearts of a lot of people in Philadelphia and in Chinatown.
It'll be really sad, like losing Sankey. I love the duck, and they have the best duck around, I guess, the tri-state.
So why does it have to close for now?
Steam is billowing up from the basement, building up in the basement and now coming up from the basement to the sidewalk out in front of the restaurant. And so the problem here is twofold. I think L&I was mostly concerned, that's licenses and inspections, was mostly concerned with the fact that the steam building up in the basement made that inhospitable. You can't work in an environment like that. It's unsafe for the employees, for anybody in the building when there's hot, hot steam. You know, sometimes the steam is more than 200 degrees Fahrenheit. And then the other issue is, you know, I talked to Henry Chow, the general manager at Sankey, and he was saying that customers were, you know, walking down the street, walking on the sidewalk in front of the restaurant, and steam was hitting them.
Customers coming into our building saying, hey, I'm getting burned by the steam coming through the sidewalk, so what are you going to do about it?
Also, L&I mentioned in their citation that water damage is getting to electrical and fire panels, and that there seems to be an inoperable fire alarm. So it seems they have to do a couple other things to get up to code.
As far as like the origin of the steam and the why here, it sounds like all these entities that are involved in looking into this, no one has a real firm grasp as to why it's happening. You know, where are we as far as not just fixing the problem, but kind of figuring out its root cause?
The root cause hasn't, as far as I know, been pinned down yet. And at Sankey, they're saying that a number of crews from different, you know, agencies in the city have come, from the fire department, from L&I, from the water department, have come and tried to inspect and figure out the issue. And they say that they're hearing different things, that there hasn't been much coordination, that, you know, there are different theories going around. One theory could be that there's a leak in the steam pipes themselves. Those are operated by Vicinity Energy, a private company. There's also the theory that water pipes from the Philly Water Department, that there's a leak there and that water is dripping from those pipes onto the steam pipes, which reach hundreds of degrees internal. And as soon as they hit those pipes, they turn to steam, and that's what's causing all the steam in the basement.
We're frustrated about the lack of coordination, and this is an emergency that no one seems to know how to solve. We're the ones who are left, you know, sitting at home wondering if we still have a business, if our employees still have jobs.
You've got so many different entities involved here, you know, licenses and inspections and Philly Water Department, both from the city. I heard from PCDC that the mayor's business action team is helping out as well. Obviously, you have the owners of Sankey. You have Philly Chinatown Development Corporation. You have Vicinity Energy. So I did hear that they got together for a meeting earlier this week, and they seem to be on the same page, at least with the goal of getting Sankey open as soon as possible. But, you know, just a lot of moving parts.
People come home for the holidays. They might not have this opportunity to come and meet with us and eat with us. All the wonderful things that we've been able to create for these 44 years, that's all going to be gone this holiday season. So sad.
And there would never be a good time for this to happen. I think it's important to make that clear. But this is really a terrible time here around the holidays for this to happen to Sankey, because it sounds like they do tremendous business usually this time of year during the holidays.
Yeah, Matt, it's a real hot spot. You know, they see a lot of business. I know that a lot of Jewish folks in the city and just a lot of people that don't celebrate Christmas will make a point to go to Sankey because it's open on Christmas. It's one of those restaurants. And just in general, you know, around the holidays, it's a place that a lot of people go with their families. So I think that's important, too, is, yes, they're missing out on a lot of business. That can't be understated. A lot of foot traffic that usually would be coming in, a lot of revenue that they're losing out on. But this is also a place that people go with their families. The family that runs Sankey, they're saying that, you know, sometimes there are folks that move out of the city that only come back for the holidays, and that's the only time that they get to go to Sankey with their families. They've been there for more than four decades, so seeing generation after generation come through, you know, families with young kids that grow up and then they bring their kids, it's a connection there. It's a warm, welcoming place, a beloved part of the community, and, you know, it's a great place to bring your family during the holidays. And so you're not just missing out on the business, you're missing out on that aspect too.
Is there a timeline for how long they're going to have to close and how long it could take to get this fixed? Is it possible that they can't reopen? Is that on the table or is nobody going there?
I think that's a fear. But yeah, LNI is saying that right now there is no timeline. Every day that passes without them being in business is another day that they're left wondering, what are we going to do? Do we have to set up some temporary measure? Do we have to find a new location? It's a scary situation for them.
All right. Thank you, Vic. That's KYW's Vic Ragupathy joining us. And we will have more of The Week in Philly coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.